Okay, just about still the 12th of November 2012. 12, 11, 12, and the 12th in my series of audio booze about broadband in Ireland. And today I'm going to briefly discuss mobile broadband. And I got a direct message from Bernie Goldback, Top Gold. But a general audio boo that he did, and he actually switched from fixed line broadband to mobile broadband, which is working out cheaper for him, and also it seems he's very pleased with the up and download speeds. So I had a look around very quickly today just to see what's available, and yes, there are a number of mobile phone providers in Ireland who are offering mobile broadband, and I couldn't really find out very much about speeds, but they do seem to be pushing high speeds. But O2 did mention in its website, it mentioned download speeds of up to 21 megabits per second, which is pretty good when you think about it. I mean, if you think that Aircom's fastest via a fixed landline is, I think, was it 24? Something like that. So a mobile network can deliver 21 megabits per second download. Now, I don't know, it might be dependent on area, I'm not quite sure. Interestingly, Three has high-speed mobile broadband, but in peripheral areas of Ireland. And so I looked at the map on its website, and as part of the National Broadband Scheme, it seems to have rolled out something in conjunction with government a couple of years ago to bring broadband to remote areas, because if you look at the map as to where they're offering this high-speed broadband, the green areas are all in quite remote parts of the country. Very interesting. Particularly because one of the solutions that's already being mooted by, allegedly by government, now I haven't been able to verify this yet, but I have heard from somebody who was in the know that pretty much the whole of the west of Ireland has been abandoned in terms of any plans for fixed line broadband, and it's all going to be wireless. And my initial thing when I heard that was, well, an awful lot of hills in the way in the west of Ireland. And if it's going to be wireless dependent on line of sight, then there might be a problem. But if it's going to be dependent on, say, a mobile network, which I don't think is line of sight, in fact, I know it isn't, because, then that might be a solution. What the capacities will be and how much data you can up and download, I don't know. I don't know what the maximum capacities are. But I think there is an issue with the fact that the EU has set as a goal a minimum of 30 megabits per second download. In Finland, they've said to themselves they're going to provide 100 megabits per second download capacity to everybody, and there are operators in the world offering 150 megabits per second download. You have to ask, or you have to think, if they're offering that kind of capacity, they themselves must sense that in the future we're going to need that kind of capacity, we're going to need that kind of broadband, we're going to need that bandwidth for whatever it is. We don't know. But I think if the operators are already thinking that way, then it's something to pay attention to. So at the moment, 21 megabits download, absolutely fantastic. Way, way more than I can get. So immediately, thank you, Bernie, because I'm quite interested now. I'm quite interested, especially as you pointed out that the pricing was cheaper. So that's today's little audio mo about broadband in Ireland, mobile broadband provision, another alternative to Aircom and an alternative to fixed line broadband. Thanks for listening.